We're live. That was a little miscue there. Had the camera going the wrong way. James Johann.
Good morning.
My guest on the Captain's Log today, James, the rural genius and a friend of mine, but also we've worked together for how long now?
It's been years. I've known you a long time, man.
I book you because you're super funny.
Good.
You know? The fame overrides the funny, though. Is that true?
No, the funny overrides the fame.
Oh, damn. All right. I got it wrong, but I love having you, man. It's always fun. You deliver a massively funny show, and you know my guests at the club really enjoy having you. And last night you killed it. So we just left 105.5 The Beat, and we're heading over to 96 K Rock and 103.9 to finish up the morning. But tell me, I just realized our daughters are the same age.
Yeah. Teenage daughters are. I got a 13.
And I have an 11-year-old, yeah. But my son is 13.
Yeah.
So. And they're like polar opposites from like what I experienced between the two. But my 11-year-old, I'm realizing you're like, I don't think you've hit the maximum potential of daddy issues. Like I'm already dealing with at the 11-year-old age.
Right.
Maybe because you're from Kansas City, it's a little more laid back.
I think so. I think it's a little different down here. But I don't know. I mean, I remember being 13, but yep. I think boys are easier.
Shade, yeah.
I think boys are easier. I don't know. I may be wrong.
What?
Little girls. Dude, I'm trying to figure out what each eye roll means. I'm trying to figure out, like, how to not make her cry all
yeah.
the time. I think it's just keep getting your wallet out. I think that's what works.
Is that? Yeah, I give my daughter the other day. That's funny you say that. Taking money out. She's like, Dad, I need some money. So I go in my wallet and I have two $20 bills. And I'm like, well, I don't want to give her 40 bucks. That's like a lot. She's only 11. She's going to do it 40 bucks. First of all, if I give her 40 bucks, she goes to the movies with 40 bucks. She was going with like three little girlfriends. And you know they were trying to meet some guys there, right? Some little boys. I give her 40 bucks. You know she's going to eat $40 worth of candy.
Oh, yeah.
Like the whole time. And she's like, oh, my God. Like, we'll get Cokes and candy and it'll be crazy. Like, I'm like, you don't need to party at the movies. She wants to, like, go off on, you know, just ordering whatever she can. So the funny thing is now she's, like, in this thing called the Cambridge program. Both my kids are, like, straight-A students. So I'm cool with them. As long as they do the right thing, like, I'll do whatever. So she tells me that she needs money. I give her 40 bucks, and I go, how much money do you have in your wallet? And she says, well, I have some money. I look, and I say, well, there's two fives right there, right?
Right.
I said, give me the two fives back. She's like, no way. I'm not giving you money back. She's like, you're taking $10 from me. I go, but I'm giving you 40. How much are you going to make? And she's like, well, Dad, I'm not giving you $10. Why am I giving you my $10? Because I'm giving you 40. Do you want 40?
Right.
You're going to have 30 left. Do you understand? And she kept going. She's like, but that's my $10. Those are two fives. I'm like, Brianna, in a minute, you're going to get no money, and we're going to go back, and you're going to learn math.
Yeah.
Because now you're really messing with me.
Exactly.
Like, do you understand I'm still giving you $30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. I get my daughter. My daughter asked me for, you know, 20 bucks. I give her 10 bucks. I cheated her out of 10 bucks. That's how she feels about
right.
it.
Right.
It's like, that's not enough.
What is that?
I don't know. And then we
what
were just
kind
talking
of school are they teaching? What kind of school
it's
are these
common
guys
core math is
right?
what it is. It's common core. But we were just talking about on the radio, these marketing people now to these teenage girls, they'll say, you've got to get this product in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You have to call right now. So she calls me all freaking out.
Yep.
Dad, right now, we have to buy it right now. It's only $59.
And they think that for sure, like, everybody in the world is buying it right then because they want it.
Yeah.
So, like, the YouTube is disastrous, right?
Right.
How much time does your daughter spend on YouTube?
Oh, All day. Watching makeup tutorials and fails and gymnastics crap.
And then unboxing the revealings, like they open stuff up.
Yeah.
They're watching other people open up things.
I get sucked into it too. I watched a girl the other night try all this crap she bought from Amazon. And then half the crap my daughter wants, for herself. But you watch these things and it's like you get sucked into it too. But all day long with the YouTube. My daughter has her own YouTube page already. I'm like, she wants to be
YouTube famous.
YouTube famous.
You know what though? I yelled at her, not because she posted content on it. This is how bad I am. She's like, oh, the girls didn't like one of my posts and they were all commenting nasty and they didn't like it. So I took them all down. I go, really? You took all of your content down that you didn't like? Like, She had like 50 videos. She took them all down but three. I'm like, the girls didn't like that one video because right. probably it was cool and they thought you were going to get more views than them.
Probably.
But now you're taking it all down and you're going to live like their life. Are you kidding me? I go, if you... I was like so pissed. I was like, who are these little girls? I'm calling their parents. Why are they bullying her? And she's like, no, Dad, they weren't bullying me. I just thought that it was like, you know, maybe it wasn't cool because they said so. And I'm like, Brianna, you're killing me. I don't want to hear you tell me that you're taking your stuff down. Post more. Post more.
That's what I do, though. If people don't like my comedy, I just take it down. I take it off the internet.
Yeah. And here I am saying the same thing. If I post a picture and it gets like 12 likes, I'm like, that's coming down. That's ridiculous. I need the likes. I need to live. God.
I can't keep up. I post a picture on Facebook, and then people are like, no, you got to Snapchat it. You got to Instagram it. You got to put it on Periscope, or I don't know what all these things are. I can barely check the time on my phone.
Well, I do have to say, you got to get with the times. I mean, come on. Like, you're telling me your IG is not on your phone?
Everybody, this is all we do now. This is it.
This is it. This is how we live. Check hey, Anna. Out. Hey, check Paul. Me.
Yeah, just somebody said welcome. Somebody said welcome to Naples. Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
So this guy's known as the Rural Genius. You toured with Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah, I lived on a bus with Larry the Cable Guy for 2 years. No I toured way. With Foxworthy a lot back when the blue collar thing was hot and heavy, and I opened a lot of theater for all those guys. Ron White, you know, I was one of the regular opening guys. They had about four of us that rotated in and out.
Uh-huh.
But we did some big shows, man. We did like the Los Angeles Amphitheater. It was like, we did a show in Kansas City. It was 10,000 people. That's a big comedy show.
And now you get the luxury of doing
off
the hook.
Now I'm in, off the hook in the off season.
Your career's on fire, bro.
No, I tell you what, I would come down here anytime just because of the food at Captain Brian's.
Oh, thank you.
I'm telling you, man, it's the best food.
Even if you don't butter me up, I still would have you back on the captain's log.
Good.
You don't have to just be...
I'm telling you, I'm going to eat all your gumbo this week. Not gumbo, but the clam chowder.
The clam chowder's your awesome. Thing. That's your jam?
Yeah.
I'm lactose intolerant. I'll eat the clam chowder, but I better be close. You know what I mean? Like, I got to time it just right. Like, it's not something, I'm not just going to take a...
Sit by the restroom and eat it.
Yeah, I'll take a chance. Like, I risk it a little bit, but...
It's really good, though.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I'm lactose tolerant.
You are?
I can tolerate it, yeah.
So, Teresa, is that one of your peeps right there?
Yes, Teresa. James? Good morning.
What's She's going Team on,
James.
Guys?
Team James.
We're in South Fort Myers going to Estero, and we're heading to Beasley Broadcasting, and the lighting is great today. God, we look good.
Look at that.
Couldn't be better right now. It's amazing. You know, this is the new Captain's Edition, the new ride. It's not done yet, though. Goes in the shop today to get all tricked out, because I just got it.
This thing is nice.
The thing is that the windows and stuff aren't tinted yet, so... But it's looking good. We're looking all right now.
That looks like straight off network television.
Yeah. I mean, my camera guy's doing a good job. Way to go, dude. Way to go. It's amazing.
I've seen a lot of these captain logs lately, and you're doing good. People are watching. But you do all kinds of promotional stuff, too. You're doing a bike ride.
I know.
Talked about the bike. I would ride my bike with you, by the way.
Would you?
You say sometimes a lot of people don't show up and say they're going to.
Like last week, I had like 50 people signed up on the Facebook event. Which doesn't mean that they're definitely going. But I was a little bummed out. I show up to ride. Like, every week I do it on Saturday. I showed up to ride, and only one dude. Everybody else bailed.
So you're just riding around with one guy?
I think they just wanted to act like they were cool and they were going to be at the event.
Well, it's easy on Facebook to click going, interested.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they never show up.
Thanks, Paul. We look especially douchey today.
Oh,
that's good. That's good. I appreciate that.
What
a nice fan. What a nice fan. And Mr. Southwest Florida. That's what he goes by the way. He's Mr. Southwest Florida, but I'm douchey.
He's a judge. He's a douche judge.
Yes, yes. That's nice. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the douchey
to the
guys. Comment. Let us know where you are right now. And also, I don't know if you know yet, but I am hiring. Carl Remy last night at the club. He opened for you. He was amazing, right?
Yes, Carl.
And he went live. And he said he went live in my honor because he loved doing it with the captain. So then he started going live in his car.
Carl did a great job last night. Good job last night, Carl.
He's so funny.
And the girl Stacy that opened pulled a live hedgehog out of her purse.
She did.
I've never had another comic pull out a live animal. during
no,
the show.
No, that's a first for us too, I think. I think that
she's like, you want to pet it? I'm like, no.
No, Piff the Magic Dragon brings Mr. Piffles, the little dog.
Oh, okay.
The little dog that he is a dragon, a little mini dragon.
Yeah.
So he brings that, but that's it.
Oh, yeah. I was not ready for the hedgehog last night.
Someday we're gonna reach Paul's douchey level. That's good. We'll be there. We'll be there. We're working on it. We're striving hard
there's
to get there.
There's a douche.
Apparently,
meter.
Apparently.
I don't know. I hope I'm high up, but I want to be
like super douche.
Super douche. Carl says we both rock.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank
man.
You, Carl.
So tell me. Now that you're back in Naples, what are you going to do this weekend?
Well, I've had a couple people offer to take me out on the boats and drink margaritas. I don't know. What should I do?
I've never really gone out too much here,
but I'm down with a boat and some margaritas.
I'm down with that, too, but I have my kids this weekend, so I'm probably going to be like daddy duty.
You're going on dad duty?
Yeah.
Well, the feature act this week, very funny girl named Jill Maragos is here, and she's my podcast partner, so she's going to make me work this weekend. We have to record a couple podcasts.
That's cool. How often do you run your show?
We have a new episode every Wednesday. It's called The Mind Behind. And we talk about weird things that people do. We talk about foot fetishes and, you know, Eddie, if you're a
How can they find your podcast?
We're on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn. So if you just search The Mind Behind, you can find it. It's totally free. It's not long episodes, 35 minutes. But, you know, last week we discussed BDSM. You know, we talk about all kinds of freaky things that
really?
People are into. Gossip,
Pat
lying.
Doyle, what's up, buddy? Sorry, I'm trying to say hi to my peeps. They're tuning in from Boston all the way. You should definitely swim in the ocean. That's funny because, we're suffering a little red tide, and it's been kind of devastating on some of our tourism and on a lot of our tourism, actually, and the beaches and the whole ecosystem's been really affected by it, which is horrible for everything. So it's a big political battle, but anyway, yeah, that sucks.
Maybe I'll swim in the ocean.
Yeah, don't go swimming in the ocean right now. It's kind of rough.
He seems
but it's
like
getting
Paul
better.
Harper seems
getting
like a
better.
Big fan.
He's great. So we get a lot of good fans. It's you know, this show has been 13 years we've been doing it.
Has that been that long?
It has been 13 years, and it's evolved. It's not all been the same thing, just like anything. Like a menu is not the same as it was 13 years ago. The show's different now. Originally, the show basically was a whole... it was the whole day I would record, which took way too much of my time. So after a while, I kind of got bored, so I stopped doing it. Then I started bringing it back. As a live on stage, we would do an interview,
right.
And then I was like, "All right, I'm stopping that." And then, just in the past, like maybe 6-9 months, I started doing it pretty serious on Facebook Live, and it's been good. I mean, a lot. Like last week, we had 110,000 views, which is good.
That's pretty good
for my
that's
little really show. Good. That's not bad.
That's great. I did it back. You remember the time you made me dress like a pirate?
Yeah.
Why did we do that?
That was the captain's log.
I know, but why did we were messing with somebody that worked at the club.
You're right. We did.
Like it's her birthday or something, and we got. I don't remember why we dressed like
you
pirates.
Didn't you do something the whole day as a captain?
Yeah,
or something?
You made me get to wear an eye patch.
I remember.
And every time you mention captain's log, I'm like, is he gonna make me dress up again? Like
that's funny.
Pippi Longstocking. I remember sitting on the stage and doing it with you, doing the podcast with you before.
Well, so that was fun. That's right. So this is your second appearance now.
Yeah, at least two.
Wow, dude. Yeah. We're going to have to like...
But that old one's still floating around out there.
It is. It's on YouTube. No, now that you say that, actually, it's part of my podcast. I edited them all and put them all as part of my podcast.
Okay.
So it's actually your second appearance. Hey, this is James Johann. He's back for a second appearance on the Captain's Log, guys.
That's right.
I had to reintroduce you.
We should do karaoke.
Well, no, I think what I was going to say is that you should rap because you just busted out the rap lyrics.
Right.
Let's hear some of the lyrics, dude.
I don't remember. You'd have to Google it. I can't.
Come on.
I sang it once.
Can we get that light?
Well, there's a big battle between Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did a little video called Comic Devil, and it's on my YouTube page if you want to
look it up. It's very funny.
It was just something to do at the time. Oh, I can't remember the lyrics, man, but it's out there.
Want to make up some?
Rap lyrics.
Yeah, let's do it.
The Rural Genius?
Yes, yes.
I don't know. I don't know if I should keep it real in here or not today.
I mean, you could drop a beat one time on my mind. I'll listen. I'm here. It's just me, man. You're going to rip it up.
You don't want to hear me rap.
Damn, dude. I'm trying to get you to do a rap.
I
do a lot of things. Sometimes I rap. I'm
ready to hear you rap.
No,
we have a rap battle right now.
It has to go back and forth. But if you're not going to rap, we can play Would You Rather, because...
I'm not going to rap.
You're not going to rap.
I would rather not rap.
You would rather not rap. So let's play Would You Rather. Then, and that means you have to answer one thing would you rather do or rather not do, right? So I'll give you a scenario, and then you have to tell me which one you'd pick and why.
Okay.
Would you rather be a dad right now as you are, or start today and have a baby?
Ooh. I don't know if I could start. But the only thing that makes me not want to start over is just I'd be 100 years old by the time.
Yeah.
I'm already old, so I mean, I'm 46. I had a baby when I was 32. We had the baby when
that
I was
32. That was old enough.
Yeah. That was long, and I thought I waited.
Yeah,
a
you held
longer
out.
Than a lot of people.
You held out.
But I don't know if I could. I mean, I miss having little babies around. I love little kids. They're fun. They crack you up. But I think I'd just stick with now.
You'd stay now.
I put in the hours. I want to keep my, I want to keep my what I've already put in.
And how many days are you on the road?
Well, it depends. I try to be home every, I don't want to be gone the whole month. So I got to be home and be a dad.
Yeah.
I don't get that much time with her as it is now. She's a teenager, so.
Right.
But, I still work up to, 3 weeks a month sometimes if I'm really busy, so.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. So, guys, we're going to be live on 103.9. You could tune in right now. We just left 105.5 The Beat, and later on you're going to hear us on 96 K-Rock. This is the Captain's Log. I will be live tomorrow. I have a couple episodes coming out tomorrow, guys. I'm going to do two shows tomorrow because there's something going on that I have a show already with a guest, and then there's also I'm getting a surgery, so I have to go
live with
you. Have to go live on the surgery. it's not cosmetic, it's a real thing. Like I have to get a little skin cancer thing removed out the back, so maybe I might as well do that. Yeah, you'll tune in for that. I won't show the close-up, but it's the third time it's been removed, so this time I have to have a surgeon remove it.
Now I want to get cancer to
get
some views.
Yeah, no,
I get
you
some
gotta
cancer
do that.
Removed.
You gotta do that. That's right.
12,000 likes.
That's what you get for 10 years on the water fishing. I'm the captain. What are you gonna do? This is the Captain's Log, guys. We're back tomorrow live. This is James Johann, the Roar Genius, and he's gonna be at Off the Hook all weekend long. And we out.